The Savior of the World, Volume 3, Book 3, Poem 32. The Maiden Raised, the Woman Healed. The little maid was sick. How fair she lay, her beauty quick consuming in decay. Father and mother hung o'er their one child, refraining for her sake their plainings wild. Then one came in and spake of Jesus' power, said, He was nigh at hand that very hour. Go, fetch him to the house, the mother cries, and spurred by eager hope, the father flies. Ere very long, he met him on the way, but hemmed in by vast crowd. What hope to say that potent word, a father's passionate prayer, should move him to compassion? How declare to him, in midst of multitude, how dear the little daughter lay to death so near? But now, Jairus presses through the crowd, falls low at feet of Jesus, cries aloud, My little daughter is at point to die. E'en now she might be saved, wert thou but by. Come, haste thee to the house, kind hands to lay, with healing touch, drive fell disease away. The master said no word, but rose and went. Disciples, multitude, with one consent, pressed on and thronged the Savior. Lo, a pause. Christ Jesus stopped and cried, Now what the cause? Who touched my garments? All the crowd denied, and Peter, ever forward, stood and cried, Master, thou seest men throng thee round about. Why askest then who touched thee? From without one touched, for virtue hath gone forth from me. Then looked he round that trespasser to see, a woman, trembling, shamed, her act revealed, how she had dared to touch him, and was healed. For 12 long years, the time the child had seen all her glad days, had this poor woman been deprived of joy in living by disease, of means to live, drained by physician's fees. She heard of him, nor money asked, nor price, secret contrived a woman's shy device. For if I can, saith she, but touch the hem of his garment, lo, a single touch shall stem tide drains my life away. So she drew near. Touched, and was healed. But durst not she appear before his face to own the thing she'd done, and healing got she as by stealth alone. A hungry man snatches a loaf and flies, but had he waited, seen the kindly eyes of liberal baker on his famished face, he had been bold to ask a loaf, of grace. Not furtive steal it, adding shame to need. And this the lesson the dear Lord took heed to add to healing the shamed woman took, the while love waited for her in his look. Then gently, Daughter, be thou of good cheer. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go home, nor fear. Daughter, saith he, so worthless I and bad. His word beyond his healing made her glad. Meantime the ruler waited, hot in wrath. Now who was this presumed to cross his path? Sudden his anger cooled. From house one came. Why troublest thou the master? All's the same to her thou lovest if he come or stay. Thy daughter's dead, her spirit passed away. The Lord, who knows the ache of every breast, to sorrowing father word of cheer addressed. Nay, heed not what they say. Do thou believe, and lo, thy living child thou shalt receive. As they draw near the house, the mourner's cries, somber and shrill, from stricken home arise. The crowd urged forward, but the Lord forbade. His four disciples only with him stayed, the maiden's father, mother, these the few suffered by him about, as near he drew to the young dead maiden. Shrilly flutes annoyed, the crowd's loud mourning tumult, peace destroyed. Give place, saith he, why make ye this ado? The child but sleepeth, she shall wake anew. They laughed in scorn. knowing that she was dead. He put them forth, and drawing near the bed, only the maiden's parents standing by, and the four who followed him, "Maiden, 'tis I who come to bid thee rise." He took her hand, so tender to the tender maid, bade stand. Her spirit come again, she rose and stood, lifted her eyes in hardly conscious mood. Whence had she come? What wonders might she tell to her rejoicing parents? How there fell upon her ear, removed from sounds of earth, voice able there, her spirit to bid forth from where is never substance, touch, or sound. Frail voyager come back from the profound where spirits be, to take her place again, a little daughter in the homes of men. But he was there who called the darling child, assured already by his aspect mild. He bade them give her tender care and food. And while he blessed the child, her parents stood astonished out of measure at the might of him had known to summon from the night of awful death their daughter. See ye keep a secret how the maid was waked from sleep. Shall we wake up, dear Lord, and find thee there, uplifting naked soul with tender care? If death be but a tryst we keep with thee, lo, we are coming, Lord, our babes and we.